views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to the website, make sure that you sign up for the free newsletter, because when you sign up for that free newsletter, I am going to send you so many great details, giveaways, and gifts, and lots of great information. So sign up for the newsletter at AskSueLondon.com. The address again is AskSueLondon.com. And I want to also mention, a lot of people have been asking about the radio host training that I'm doing. That is starting on Tuesday, April the 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And the details on the training is how to launch and monetize a successful radio show in 30 days. All those details are found on the homepage. It'll just take you into the link. So check those details up and get signed up right away. So, Christopher, my friend.
Yes, my friend.
What's going on with you? How are you? Haven't talked to you in a couple days.
I know. It's been a little while. Just a lot going on. So tough to keep up with everything. You end up doing 10 million things, and you try to make everybody happy all the time, and, you know, you run around.
Word no again, eh?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not very good with that word no.
Oh, my dear friend, we need to talk.
I'm not very good. This is one of those weeks where I should be better with getting yeses out of other people and me saying no a little more. But see, it's a little bit unbalanced, so we need to get back on track.
You know what? It's important. It's really important. Yeah, I really know that, you know, if you don't put yourself in that place of being right for you, it just affects so many areas of your life.
You're absolutely right.
Right. Well, I got some good news to share with you.
Well, you usually do. You always have good news.
I know. I'm always excited, right? Well, I have to tell you, everyone, my husband, Ross, and I are doing the happy dance here at our new house. And you're thinking, like, the happy dance? What are you happy about now, right? Well, you know, folks, and if you've been following my show for the last year, you will know that my husband, Ross, and I had been building a brand new house, and we moved into it in December. Well, what happened this week, Christopher? The landscapers are now starting to do all the work on our properties. So we got dirt put in, so we're no longer in that construction zone when you walk out our door. So we got the dirt put in, and yesterday the landscapers came, and they put in the patio. So we've got a nice back outdoor patio, so we can start barbecuing again now. And I'm excited about that. So I'm doing the happy dance.
Yeah, well, I'm happy, too, because it's that time of the year to think about that sort of thing, you know?
It is.
Warm
it
weather,
really is.
You know?
And, you know, we haven't barbecued since last March because, if you remember, we sold our house in just 3 hours. So we sold it so quickly, and we ended up living in a hotel for, like, months, right? So we weren't doing the barbecuing and all that stuff. So this is, like, big news, big excitement for us, doing barbecuing and having a patio and a backyard and grass. Our dogs aren't going to know what hit them. They'll have grass, you know, to do their job on.
That's a good way to put it, do their job.
Well, I had to, you know, we are on the radio, so I have to choose my words.
Family friendly, right?
Exactly. So, and how was Easter for you and the kids?
Well, we did. This is it. We had a very busy day with a lot of eating, Sue. I mean, that was the big thing. But it started off with our first ever live remote broadcast on Easter Sunday. We actually were at the Ocean Community Christian Church for their ribbon cutting for their new youth center. So it was a nice way to start the day at a church on Easter Sunday. So we did that, Ocean Community Christian Church. And then after that, we went over to my Aunt Sandy's house, and we had something called frittata. I don't know if you know what that is.
No. What is that?
Frittata is the, it's an Italian mixture of, it's very, very healthy, Sue. Yeah, right. It's eggs and eggs and soppressata mixed together.
Okay.
And there was ham, and then there were vegetables and all sorts of things. It's an Italian thing. And then we went over to my grandmother's house at night, and that's the non-Italian side of the family. And we had more of an American colonial type of, you know, potato salad and, you know, ambrosia, things like that.
Nice. Well, we had all the kids home for Good Friday here. And I think if you remember, I was sharing that we had two birthdays. Two of our daughters had birthdays last week. And we had the Easter Bunny come to our grandchildren. And a busy time. And then we were at church as well with our family on Easter Sunday. So it was really, really nice. You know, really time getting together. And, you know, all the kids grow up. You're still at that stage where the kids are young, but all our kids are grown up. So it's kind of nice. You know, they come home with their families. And, you know, I get my grandma time. And, you know, our one grandson didn't want to go home. And that's always okay. He stays. And, you know, we have our date time with him. So, yeah, great time. So holiday's over. And I guess you've gotten over your chocolate fix and all that, too. I'm sure you had that, didn't you?
I never get over the chocolate fix. But, it was all about the kids. The Easter Bunny came and left all kinds of candy, the Peep marshmallows and the, you know, chocolate Cadbury cream eggs and all of that stuff.
Very good.
And jelly beans, too.
Yeah, see, we don't even eat any of that stuff. We have never have, like, candy or stuff like that in the house. We just have no desire for it. So, I think you'll go in a real withdrawal when you come to my place next time.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because you give me power bars.
Yeah, there you go. I think we haven't given a book away for a while. So what do you think? We take some time now and give a book away.
Yes, we will definitely do that. And by the way, I bumped into a young lady downtown who won a book on the radio not that long ago. And she said, I haven't come to pick it up yet. So she's supposed to come in the next couple of days.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's good. Well, let's tell everybody the name of the book we're going to give away is My Personal Story book. It's called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And folks, this book is my personal journey of overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, abuse, a life and death pregnancy, being given just 30 minutes to live, having a near-death experience, then going through all of that and learning my husband of 16 years had a girlfriend. Then I went through divorce and became empowered, and I went on to meet Mr. Right, and together we are landscaping and having the life that we only dreamed about. So Christopher, for the first caller to call in, what number do you want them to call in, my friend?
1-800-930-2819. First caller, get Soar Above It All, and you will be soaring above it all.
Could you share that number one more time, can you?
1-800-930-2819.
Perfect. Well, wonderful, and we look forward to giving that book away to the first caller. Now, Christopher, we've got a great show today, and you know, there's no why things always happen for a reason, right? So, I think this guest is going to be a great influence on you and what we talked about earlier about you're unable to say no. Should we say more? So, folks, today we've got Scott Killaby with us, and he's going to help you see through yourself, the deficient self, as it shows up in relationship. Now, let me tell you about this man. Very, very interesting. A lot of great knowledge here. This is a quote from Scott. There is nothing sweeter than seeing the emptiness of all things. And this is what Scott Killaby's work is all about. Scott has developed living inquiries to help people see through the sense of a deficient self as it shows up in relationship. The sense that we are not good enough or unvaluable or some other deficiency creates disharmony and struggle in our interactions with others. We often point outward or seek outside ourselves to find happiness, love, and acceptance, only to find the same struggles are happening over and over again. Now, Scott says that we have to look inward first and see that there's no deficient self. The deficient self is just an old script that we've been carrying around with us. It's not who or what we are. That seeing naturally harmonizes our relationships. Very amazing information this man has, folks. Now, to learn more about Scott, visit his website, livingrelationship.org. Before we bring him on to the show tonight, I know we've already got a question here on the chat line, and I can tell you, Grant from Connecticut, we are going to address your question about explaining that purpose, so I promise that is coming up. If you want to ask questions over the phone to Scott, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, and you can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So again, the phone number to call is 1-800-930-2819, and ask your questions on the instant feedback area on the homepage at TransformationTalkRadio.com. So without any further delay, Scott, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Thank you, Sue. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm really excited to have you. Now, before we go into, you know, what this is all about and what brought you to where you are, we're going to just take a quick commercial break. And then we can really get into it. Sound good?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so folks, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my guest, Scott Killaby. We're going to take that quick break, and when we come back, we are going to just give you so much information here. You're just going to be amazed. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Scott Killaby. Now, folks, today we are going to help you say goodbye to conflict and disharmony in your relationships and say hello to peace, love, and harmony. And today you're going to learn about living inquiries. So, Scott, first question I got to ask you is, what brought you to doing what you are in your life today? That's always such an inspiration to all our listeners.
Yeah. As always, it's a long story. I can give you kind of the short version.
Okay.
I lived 20 years with addiction, addicted to drugs and alcohol and just about anything that I could get my hands on, really, including love and relationships, just sort of constant seeking for more. And I think that ended up in a bit of a crash, not finding what I ultimately was looking for. And then I began to seek spiritual enlightenment because I thought that would be the holy grail that would save me from myself. Mm-hmm. And through that, I began to do some work just in, you know, presence work, sitting and resting in presence more and watching thoughts and feelings. That led to an opening that really started all of this work. Insight started to come, and, you know, kind of a freedom that I had never experienced before started to dawn on me. And then I just started to express it and communicate about it. And then when I started doing private sessions and live talks, I found out that just about everybody else has the same issues in some degree or another. So it felt like, you know, we could just start this conversation about what is it that we're seeking and why is it that most of us don't ultimately find it? Why do we struggle so much? And that's really how all my work was born. And I don't just talk about relationships. I talk about addiction and all sorts of other things. But of course, the topic today is relationships. So that's kind of the short version. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of details of it wasn't so pretty.
You know what? Like, I'm a firm believer that everything happens in our life for a reason. And, you know, the challenges that I had in my life, I'm truly grateful for them because it brought me through a journey to who I am today. And I wouldn't change a thing that I've been through. And I think, you know, the work that you're doing now and helping so many people with this, there are a lot of people out there struggling and searching and, you know, not as blessed and fortunate as you and I who have, you know, had the right tools come to us. You know, so I think this is, I top my hat off to you for, you know, going through what you did and being where you are. I'm very proud of you. So just had to get that out. I wanted everyone to know, you know, that you know, you've been through that. So you understand what people, you know, really go through.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think we all have that. We have a lot of this in common. That's the great thing about this kind of work is that once you start talking about these issues, it starts to resonate with other people. And you find out that at the basic core, we all deal with some similar issues. And that if we just start looking at that and seeing through that, we can find something that isn't that. It isn't about suffering and seeking, something that's more about freedom and contentment.
Yeah. And I think that's the ultimate goal. You want to have that freedom and contentment because when you have that, it's such an enlightening feeling for you. Now, can I ask you, what is the notion of living relationship about? That's the title of your book. So tell everybody what it's all about, can you?
Yeah, I mean, the best way is to read the book. We have just a short time today, but I can give you kind of the basic of it. Living relationship is really, it's a non-dual kind of inquiry. What does that mean? It means it actually, instead of, you know, most of the time we grow up with this sense of deficiency or insufficiency that lies at the core of who we think we are. So it could be a story, and it's different for each person. It could be a story of I'm unlovable, I'm inadequate, I'm not good enough, I'm unheard, unacknowledged, weak, powerless, I'm a loser, I'm damaged, I'm misunderstood, I'm a failure. Those are the more dramatic versions of it. And so with that, because we grow up with that script from the time we were young, and it goes with the sense of feeling as though we're a separate person. I mean, those stories are so intricately, you know, intertwined with the story of being a person that everybody kind of carries that around. And it's sort of a core belief that we have. And so that affects everything that we do in relationship. For example, if I walk into a workplace and I believe that I'm not good enough, the way that the mind works is it actually confirms the story. It interprets the circumstances to confirm that I'm not good enough. So it looks like it's all happening out there. It looks like when the boss says that comment to me, or my wife says this to me, or it feels like it just confirms at the core that I am not good enough, that I am insufficient.
Yeah, can I add something to that too? Because I know, like myself, I was abused as a child and abused from my first husband, and I carried around with me a lot that I'm not worthy enough, I'm not good enough. And exactly what you're saying by creating these experiences, I did. I had that happen, and it happened. So, you know, all these people listening, listen closely to what Scott's telling you, because there's hope for all of you listening with this, you know, happening in your life. Yeah. Sorry. I just had to get that in there, Scott. I just heard that.
Well, that's just it. You experienced it too. And that's what I find that most people, if not all people, have some version of that. But once you recognize that you have that sense of being a separate person who's insufficient, you kind of only have a few choices in life. You can kind of just ignore it and just kind of live with it like old luggage, you know, just carry it around. Or, you know, you can try to improve your circumstances. You can try to replace the story with the story that you are good enough. And that goes somewhat deep, except for then, because that's based in thought only, it's subject to being threatened at any point in time. So if I, you know, if I, in order to walk into a room and say that I'm great, I have to actually perceive other people as not as great as me or something. And so it's sort of an ego kind of boost, and it's subject to being shot down at any moment in time. And going back then to I'm not good enough, because that's how those opposites work, good and bad. And then the other thing you can do is you can go to therapy and work on those things, to work on the story. The thing that we do with the inquiry, we don't do any of that. That's the first thing to remember. We don't do any of that. We don't give relationship advice. We don't tell you how to communicate better in your relationships. We don't, believe it or not, we don't help you try to change or improve yourself or change others. We don't give you steps to take your, make your relationship better. And that's like, sounds crazy in a sense, but if you listen to what we're saying, it starts to make a lot of sense when you really start digging into the inquiries. Because what we do is it's almost like a different paradigm than the way that most people think about themselves and others. Because most people are thinking about, how can I improve? How can I communicate better? And all that. And of course, that is important on the level of our lives, those kind of things. But, you know, what I've found is, until I look deeply at who I am or who I'm not, then that story continues there. Even if it changes or gets a little bit better, there's still sort of that core belief in itself that's deficient. And so what I began to do is I began to question whether that is who I am at all. Not can I improve it, not can I get you to make me feel better about myself, but am I that at all? And then that's what the inquiries do. They have us look into that to see that that's not what we are, that we actually can't find that self. And then in finding it, that has an effect, obviously, on all of our relationships, because all the relationships are mirroring back to us that we are.
Right. So can I ask you a question? So,
yeah.
Okay, so someone's listening, and they're saying, okay, well, how do I do this? So the first step, basically, if I understand what you're saying right, correct me if I'm wrong, what a person should do is sit down, needs to do is sit down and go deep within and really become conscious of what their story is. Is that the best way to say it?
Yeah, we call that naming it.
Call naming it? Okay,
yeah.
so then they go in and they, okay, so worthy issues, I'm not good enough, or, you know, nobody loves me. This, all this kind of, like what you had said earlier. So now they know, this is my stuff. This is what I'm aware I'm all about. What do they do next?
Well, we have facilitators that work with people at livingrelationship.org.
Okay.
And the thing about facilitation is that the facilitators are trained to actually help you get quiet and help you look with these inquiries, because we're not used to looking in this way. We're used to sort of thinking about ourselves and trying to improve our thinking. But this is where we actually question the thoughts themselves, the validity or the truth or we actually try to find the self by looking at the thoughts, the words, the pictures, the feelings, and the sensations. So, you know, a lot of people do these inquiries on their own. After they read the book, they begin to just do this inquiry. And then some people need someone to guide them through it. So that's a facilitator that does that. But I can, you know, later, I think in the program, I think I can demonstrate a short version of it, which will help people get a better grasp on what it is we do.
So we have about like 3 or 4 minutes now before commercial break. Do you want to do that now, or do you want to do an example after the break?
I can do it. It's just a short example now. Yeah.
Okay, do it now, because I think that will help people understand what you're talking about, by giving them the example, if that's okay.
So the first thing to remember is that this is a short example. This is not how a session would really go, because I'm just trying to get people a taste.
Okay.
But let's say I've named it and I've said that I'm a person who's not good enough. So the first thing I would do is to get quiet and just rest as present awareness. I would rest as I'm aware of the words and the pictures and feelings and sensations that come up and tell me that I'm not good enough, that seem to prove it. And then what I do is look at, for example, if I'm doing it with myself, maybe the words come up, my life hasn't worked out as I planned. So instead of elaborating on that, I simply look at those words and I ask while I'm looking at them, just witnessing them, not trying to go into the meaning of them, but witnessing them, I ask, are those words themselves, me, the one who's not good enough? And I don't intellectualize the question. That's really important. What I do is I feel into how the body responds when I'm looking at the words. So let's say I feel sadness coming up. Okay, so that's a felt experience in the body. And the tendency then with the mind is we want to label it sadness and then put another story on the feeling. But if we actually rest the words, we actually let the words melt away by observing them, then the raw energy of that feeling can be felt without words. And once you take the words off of the feeling, the energy can then move. It's no longer trapped inside the story or Velcro to the words. And so it can begin to move and then release. And so then maybe I look at different words. Maybe the words come up that say, you know, but that's fine, but I'm still not where I want to be. Mm-hmm. So again, I don't try to add to those words. I don't try to decide whether they're true. I look at them and I ask, are the words themselves me, the one who's not good enough? Because remember, we're just trying to find the self. Before we can improve it or do anything with it, we have to be able to find and see if it's a real thing that's findable.
Right.
And so when I look at the words, I listen to my body. So let's say this time tightness comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe I look at that word tightness, just spell it out in front of me. And I see that word itself is not me, the one who's not good enough. That's that word. And so now I can relax all of those words and I can feel the tightness by itself without words and without mental pictures. And then, of course, that can start to move. It can start to open. So we start to feel it. It's a lot of body work in this where we just let these things go. And then we also look at pictures because thoughts are either words or pictures. So you might have a picture of yourself or a picture of something that happened in childhood. So let's say a picture of me comes up in 12th grade getting ridiculed. Or I look at that picture without adding a story to it. I simply ask the same question. Is the picture itself me, the one who's not good enough? And of course, the body responds because it has a feeling associated or stuck to that image. So I say yes. And then I bring my attention straight into the feeling without the picture. And then as I rest with the feeling, I'm giving it all the space that it needs in the present moment to move and relax. And then as it expands and kind of dissipates, I see that the feeling, I ask the question about the feeling while I'm sitting there with it. I say, is this feeling by itself me?
Yeah.
And then if I see that that feeling is just a feeling coming through that I was labeling me.
Right.
And when I take that label off, it starts to move. So we take people through the whole process of all the words and pictures and feelings and sensations. And they most always come to this point where they can't even find the self. They can't even find the very thing that they thought that they were that was holding them back in life. And then, therefore, when you can't find it, that's when the relationship starts to harmonize itself because the conflict and the struggle was coming because of a false belief in a person who was not good enough. So that's kind of the short version of it.
Wow, that's amazing. We've got to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, let's talk more about this because this is really a huge awareness for a lot of people. This is great stuff, Scott. Let's take that quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a lot more about this, folks. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, so.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love. Be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. And today, folks, I have Scott Killaby here with us today. And are we ever becoming aware and clearing and moving and shaking and all kinds of great things? Now, Scott, you gave an example before the commercial. And we've got a question here from Grant. And his question is, can you explain the purpose in doing the living inquiries? So do you want to address that question now?
Sure, yeah. The purpose, well, let me say first that I really think it's absolutely impossible to know the benefit of the inquiries without actually digging in and doing them, especially with a facilitator or on your own. Because I think what we find is that people ask that question before, obviously it's a perfectly natural question, they ask it before they give it a try. And there's actually no way to express the freedom of seeing that the very thing that you thought that you were, a person is not good enough, is not even findable. I mean, how do you express that in words? It's impossible. I mean, so you really have to experience it. But as you, let me just tell you about my own life. It's just having that sense of I'm unlovable was really the core story for me. And so I would have that mirrored back to me by people. People would say things and do things, ignore me, exclude me. And it just, I felt that wound in my body. So with these inquiries, I began to look for the one who's unlovable. And so the purpose is actually to look at, to see what's true, to see if that's really who I am. That's really the purpose of it. And then so as I began to see that that's not findable in any situation, like in the face of any trigger, that's not actually a findable entity. I don't know how to express that, but the triggers just either stop happening or they're so decreased that they're minimal. And so basically all the words and the pictures and the feelings and sensations are allowed to be as they are. So there's less defending and protecting myself. There's less storytelling around relationships. There's less trying to change other people. There's less trying to change myself. It's really a very deep acceptance of life as it is in the present.
I think you summed it up earlier there as you have this freedom and like people just don't know that feeling of freedom within their very soul. And that is a really great way to explain it, I think, you know? Yeah. Now, one of the things, you know, we want to talk about too is that emotions are a big part of the reason why people struggle in relationship.
Yeah.
So how do the inquiries deal with emotions?
Well, you know, to give you an example, at my talk, many people will say to me, if I say, can you sit with that feeling? They'll say, Scott, I've been sitting with this feeling for years and it just stays there. And I say, what if you've actually never felt it? In other words, what we normally do is we think about feelings. We think about how we feel. But words cannot feel the feeling. They can just describe it. Mm-hmm. So to really feel it, we'd have to get quiet with the words and just sit with the emotion. And as we do that, you know, the emotion then can then move and really release itself. So as long as we're trying to tell a story about a person who's not good enough or who's deficient over the emotion, it's almost like we're ignoring the emotion in a way. We're just in the story of what it means or the story of how we feel instead of actually how it's felt in the moment. So it's a huge part of this work. Is to really be with these emotions and sensations, to let them be as they are, to not try to change them, improve them, get rid of them. And that's where the acceptance and the freedom comes from.
And I think from, you know, having to do that process, I know when I was really working on myself and I was told to feel these feelings, I didn't want to go there. I did not want to go back and feel that hurt in the whole bit. And I think, like you had brought up earlier, that people do this process with a facilitator.
Yes.
And I think, like, you know, people listening, this is one of the reasons, you know, it's hard to go back in. I can tell you that firsthand. And I worked with somebody with me. You mentioned you work with a facilitator. How do people do this? Because how do they find them, I guess, is the first question. And how do they work with them? Like, does that be in person, over Skype? Tell us more about that.
Yeah, we have some really great facilitators. We've just been training them in the last year. And they can be found at livingrelationship.org. If you go to the Living Inquiries tab, you'll go down and you'll click on facilitators, and their information is right there. So you contact the facilitator. I also do private sessions on there. But you contact them, and then you know, you just start a conversation and email to set up a time. And then it could be over Skype, phone, and if you're in the same town, it can be in person. But it starts out, just as we said, the facilitators are trained to help a person name whatever it is they're looking for. And frankly, we don't even have to try to find a deficient self. Sometimes we try to find things like debt or illness, because those stories themselves, because of the way we think about those things as solid objects, can create a lot of pain and suffering in our life. So we can look for anything, because this unfindability works on anything that the mind really focuses down on as a thing that's bearing down on your life, or that is you, or whatever. So so you have the freedom to name whatever it is that's bearing down on you, like an object in your life, or and then the facilitator then just takes you very gently, very slowly, and quietly through all the words and pictures to kind of bring you to that seeing of no self that's findable.
Now, does a person have one session, or do you have to have many to clear your stuff?
You can have as many as you want. Some people do one. When we work with, we've been working a lot with addiction, using this unfindability technique with like tons of success on addiction. And that we have a four package thing where we want people to really hit that kind of hard for four sessions in a row.
Yeah.
So some people just do one session. Other people do several sessions. We have deepening courses where you are with a group of 5 to 10 people led by a facilitator. And in that, there are group sessions along with private sessions. So you get kind of an extended look into this work. There's all kinds of different things you can do with it.
Okay, and so tell everybody again the website, so whatever area they're in, they can go online to find a facilitator in their area or who they want to connect with?
Yeah, it's livingrelationship.org.
Okay.
And when you go in there, you'll see a tab at the top called the Living Inquiries, and when you click on that, you'll go down and you'll see the information about facilitators, private sessions, even facilitator training. We train people to facilitate this work, too. All of it's right there.
Now, you've got an event coming up soon. Tell everybody about that event.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Providence and then Boston.
Okay.
So Providence, we do different kinds of talks. We do just regular talks where I'll do a one-day talk or a weekend talk, just taking people through the inquiries. And so then in Providence, I'm going to be April 24th at the Providence Institute at 18 Imperial Place in Providence, Rhode Island. That's Wednesday, April 24th at 7 p.m. And that's just a talk about the inquiries where I actually take people through the inquiries. And then we have that following weekend, April 26th to 28th, we have something called a Freedom from Compulsion Intensive in Boston, and that's at a private residence in Boston. And that's you can find information about these live talks at scottkillabytalks.com.
Okay, perfect. And so you're saying that if somebody also wanted to become trained to be a facilitator, would they connect with you?
Yeah, they would go to the site and they would connect with me, and then we would put you on a waiting list. We ask you to go through a deepening course where you use the work for your own benefit first before you are trained as a facilitator. Mm-hmm. I wanted to explain a little bit about that Boston event. It's a bit different.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
We're doing Freedom from Compulsion Intensives, and we're doing one in Boston. We're doing it in different cities. And this is a particular kind of addiction work that we're doing where we try to help people see that there's no command in any words or pictures or feelings or sensations to engage in their addictive substance or activity. So it's like using this unfindability inquiry to actually not be able to find the command to drink wine. And so we find people, you know, quitting drinking, quitting smoking, quitting overeating and stuff. We've had tons of success with that. So we just go in for a weekend, and we have myself and several other facilitators. We break up in small groups. But the Boston talk that I've talked about is already full up. It's already full.
Okay.
But we're going to probably have a second one in Boston, and we'll have ones in other cities, and that can be found at scottkillabytalks.com, all of that.
Okay, perfect. Now, your book, tell everybody about it and where are they going to get it? I'm not sure if we just lost Scott. Oh.
Are you still there?
Have we lost Scott?
No, I'm here.
Oh, tell everybody about your book and where they get it.
Okay. You can find it at livingrelationship.org, or you can find it on Amazon. It's called Living Relationship, Finding Harmony with Others.
Now, so the book, tell everybody, is this going to be like a workbook for them, or is this just going into more detail how the Living Inquiries all works?
It explains the whole idea behind it, the deficient self, and it explains how relationship works with that belief. And then it has examples of different dialogues where I'm taking people through that to see through that self. And so that's like a primer for you to kind of begin to work yourself.
Okay, perfect. And so that's livingrelationship.org?
Yes.
And then to Amazon for the book?
Right.
Perfect. And then tell everybody once again about the dates for the events that you've got coming up.
Well, the Boston event is full. Again, there's a waiting list for that for the second Boston event. If you want to go to scottkilbytalks.com. But then I have a talk in Providence, Rhode Island on April 24th.
Okay, perfect. Well, folks, I think, you know, with what Scott has been sharing, the best thing you want to do if you want to start, you know, getting into this work is go to Scott's website and look where there's a facilitator that you can start working with, and go within and feel those feelings and start, you know, doing the work on yourself, because it is an awesome feeling the freedom. As Scott, you agree, right? It's not a better feeling than feeling that freedom, is there?
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's inexplicable, actually.
Yeah.
And before you go to the break, I think it's important, Sue, you just mentioned the Providence, Rhode Island date. Could you say that again?
Okay. Do you want to share that again?
Yeah. The Providence, Rhode Island date is April 24th at 7 p.m. at the Providence Institute.
Providence Institute, April 24th, 7 p.m. So our local WBLQ listeners, that's only about a half hour away from here, and they could come see you.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so folks, there's no reason why you can't create that life that you desire. You got all the tools there for you now. So, Scott, I really, really appreciated having you on the show today. And thank you so much for sharing all your knowledge and your wisdom and for going through what you did and helping others for that. So I top my hat off to you, my friend, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate it.
Folks, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to share some inspiration and a story with you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Was that not great information that Scott gave us about living inquiries or what, folks? I just found it quite amazing. Now, what I want to do now is I want to share a quote with you, and I want to share a story with you, because I want to give this with the intention to help you to make better decisions in your life, and I want to help you to see that each and every one of you listening are being guided in your life. We have signs around us. You hear me constantly talking to you about we have signs, we get messages. Well, I want to give you this quote and this story, and then you will remember this for always. Okay, so I'm really excited. I can't get this out fast enough to you folks. This is the quote, okay? This is the quote I live by, my husband lives by, my children live by. And if you've been to my events, there's probably a good chance that you live by that too. So here's the quote. If it doesn't flow, then let it go. Okay, I'm going to tell you again because you're going to want to write this down. If it doesn't flow, then let it go. So here's the story that goes with it. In October of 2007, I was reminded of how much we are guided along our journeys. My husband, Ross, and I, we had just booked a trip to go to San Diego, California. And part of that particular trip was for business, and part of the trip was for pleasure. Now, any time that we take a trip together, we like to discover new places, and we like to do new things that are in the area. So we thought in that area, we would like to take our first hot air balloon ride. We thought that would be such an awesome adventure to do together. So we talked about it. We both agreed that would be incredible. So my first step was that I went to different websites and I did my research to see what there was available and where the locations and what they offered. So I found three websites that offered these great packages on hot air balloon rides. And they were all in the Del Mar area. If you know California, that's where they were. So here's what unfolded. Remember my quote, if it doesn't flow, let it go, right? Okay, so here's what happened. I called the three places, okay? I went to three websites. There were three phone numbers. The first place that I called, they never answered the phone. No matter what time of the day or evening I called, no one ever answered the phone, number one. Okay. Number two, I phoned the next company and the phone line was always busy. No matter what time I called, always busy. There was no call waiting. It was just busy, 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 busy signal. Number three, I phoned the third place and the operator came on and she said that they were out of business. And this was a website that actually said when it was updated and had the date on there. So that was three different places that I called for a hot air balloon ride. And three times it didn't flow. So it wasn't flowing. So I stopped everything right away and I really saw that there was a reason, there was a sign, didn't know what it was, but I just trusted that, you know, we were being guided or protected or for some reason we just weren't supposed to do this ride. So I stopped everything, stopped attempting to push that. You know that feeling you do, that pushing, trying to make something happen? Well, I stopped trying to push that hot air balloon reservation. And I stopped everything and I went and I told my husband, Ross, for some reason, we just aren't supposed to do this ride. And we're just going to trust. And for this trip, we're not going to book anything in advance. We're just going to go on the trip and let things flow as it comes up for us. So we went on the trip. Now, this was October 2007, folks, and some of you may remember that in October 2007, they had these horrific, really, really bad fires going on, and many areas even had to be evacuated. And where we were staying at our hotel was just on the outskirts of the evacuation area. And it, we were so close that when we went out each day, whether it was the business day or the pleasure day, we were informed that we had to pack our bags up and put them in the trunk of the car because we didn't know if we came back if there was even going to be a hotel for us to come to. That's how close the fire was were. So here we are on this trip. It's October 2007, and there's fires all around us. Remember that, if it doesn't flow, let it go, when you tried to book a hot air balloon ride? Well, here's what happened, okay? So here's the day. There's fire all around us, and we're on the day where it's pleasure day, okay? So we thought, you know what? We're still going to make the best of it. We're still going to go. We packed our bags. We put them in the trunk of the car, and Ross and I headed out, and we did some research, and we saw where there was areas that had some tour stuff that we could do, and they weren't in fire zone, right? So we keyed it all into the GPS, and this has never happened before. My husband, Ross, is got to be the best driver. Finds directions. You tell him once, and he finds it. Me, on the other hand, is another story, but Ross never, ever gets us lost. But here's what happened. We got lost. Even with the GPS, it has never happened before, and I bet you it will never happen again. So we're driving down the highway, and as we're driving, we saw less and less cars, and we thought, okay, something, it just didn't feel right, because we were driving, the more we drove, less and less traffic. Then all of a sudden, we hit this thick wall of smoke, and ash was coming down like we were in the middle of this snowstorm. And all of a sudden, we stopped the car, and we confirmed our worst feelings that we had got in the fire zone. We ended up actually being lost where the area was where the hot air balloon ride would have happened. Now, that being unable to book the hot air balloon ride was truly a blessing in disguise. And, you know, folks, I want to point out to you, we never know sometimes why things don't happen, but I can assure you that we don't always need to know the reason, but there always is a reason. And if I had pushed like crazy to make that ride happen, Ross and I would have lost over $600, because that's what it was going to cost for the hot air balloon ride. Can you imagine paying that kind of money and not being able to get your money back or it happening? So that was the universe's way of saying, it's not going to happen for you. It's not flowing, so let it go. So the next time that something is not working out for you, if it doesn't flow, let it go. And don't try to force something to happen if it's not right for you. Please, trust me, there's always a reason for that. Now, we've had a great show today, and I hope that that little story will help to remind you when you, the next time you try to push something. Remember about Sue London's hot air balloon ride, and I want to remind you that if you are someone who is listening to the show and you've got lots of great stories to share, you want to help people, on Tuesday, April the 16th, I'm going to be starting the training program, How to Launch and Monetize a Successful Radio Show in 30 Days. And by the end of the training, you're going to have everything in place for your show. Now, check out that at the website, AskSueLondon.com. It's all on the homepage, and I would love to help you to get your messages out as well. Now, we have had a great show today between Scott and what he shared, and this story I know you're never going to forget. Every time you see a hot air balloon ride now, right, folks? We're out of time. And I've enjoyed having you all with us, and I've really enjoyed having Scott Kilby with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the show today. Now, next week, we've got Lisa Petty with us, and she's going to help you to spring into your summer body, folks. So you're going to enjoy that show we have next week, too. So on behalf of my guest, Scott Kilby, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. And I look forward to inspiring you again real soon.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
People say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.